It's second and two now for Belair from the Saints C20 with 8:18 left in the fourth quarter. Belair down 21-10. But they got the momentum on their side. Is out of the I formation once more. Porter trying to lower the shoulder and spin his way out of the grasp of Brady Kolb. Kolb is able to make the tackle. And Porter struggles to get back to the line of scrimmage. No gain on the play.
Now bring up another huge short downage situation. Third and a little bit more than a yard here. And Belair, I can almost bet what they're going to do, but they don't get it here. I can see them trying to kick a field goal, Corey, and making it a one-possession game.
12th play of the drive here as on third and two. Roth keeps it himself, bootlegs it to the left, has a lot of open field, inside the 10 to the 5 and into the end zone. Touchdown, Big Reds.
What an amazing play call, Corey, coming in from the sideline on Belair. Just nobody in the stadium expected that. Certainly not the St. Clairsville defense. The quarterback keeper, the fake, two fake handoffs, and just rolled out, and he had just nothing but green turf in front of him. And this looks like Belair's going to take a timeout. They're going to go for two here and make it a one-score game. Well, it'll be a one-score game, but a field goal game. Excuse me.
Yes, if they do go for two and they convert, they'll only be down by three. But at the moment, Belair is down by five after Bobby Roth is able to scurry it in from 20 yards out. As the score is now 21-16, St. Clairsville, 7:33 left in the fourth quarter. As we said, Belair takes a timeout. So Belair has two timeouts left in the second half. St. Clairsville still with all three. And Belair talking it over to see if they want to go for two. As on this two-point conversion out of the shotgun, a helmet-high snapper, Roth slings it out to the far side. Incomplete. Dropping it at the goal line was Cole Porter. Heavily pressured, though, from behind by Kyle Storer. But with 7:33 left in the fourth quarter, Belair cuts it a little bit closer. St. Clairsville still leading, though, 21-16. You're listening to the Bordas & Bordas High School Football Game of the Week on KISS 95.7. It's first and 10 for St. Clairsville from their own 42, looking to respond after a 12-play, 81-yard drive ends in a 21-yard touchdown run for Belair by the quarterback, Bobby Roth. They went for two, couldn't make good on that, but Belair able to get a little bit closer as St. C now only leads by five, 21-16. St. C in the big boy, Carruthers, looking to pass. Lets it go to the near side numbers. Completes to Hetherington. Splits the defenders. Gets inside the 40 to the 30. 20, 10, 5. End zone. Touchdown, Red Devils. The third touchdown on the game for Hetherington.
Justin Hetherington